Giant balls of fire dangling from a crane above Delaware Avenue marked the spot for one of the most extravagant art events at this year's Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts. It's a visceral and poetic exploration of the plight of refugees around the world as presented by a Mexican theater company and a French performance collective. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna went to Penn's Landing to experience the event.
Most borderlands come alive at night. It's the time for clandestine activities, seedy commerce, and desperate acts of escape. It's when groups of people silently move towards some sort of promised land, fleeing violence, oppression, and poverty. This apocalyptic parallel universe is at the core of Article 13, the opening event of this year's Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts. Article 13 refers to a section of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights guaranteeing the right to flee your own country. In the show, every fire, sculpture, sound, and performance is sending a message of what life is like fleeing as a refugee or a migrant. Visitor Arthur Smith tries to describe all he's taking in.
It looks like we've got 20 little vignettes set up with fire, a lot of metal. There's some puppetry happening over here. Over here we've got hot pots and this gentleman with a torch.
Se divide en 10 espacios y cada espacio plantea una perspectiva muy diferente porque no podemos tener una
We function in 10 spaces and each space represents a different perspective, says Raúl Mendoza of the Mexican theater group Teatro Línea de Sombra.
Se le invita al espectador a que pueda recorrer.
And the public is invited to go from one to another to give each person the time to explore what they see and hear. The entire event is about migration, immigration, refugees, and displacement of people. It's also about the profiteers who sell water at exorbitant prices, who sell leaky boats to African refugees, and leave people stranded after they pay to cross the border.
Esto que se creó y se conceptó como un memorial y que lo sigue siendo, pues cada vez se vuelve más inabarcable, yo diría, y difícil de nombrar.
This project, which started as a sort of memorial, and still is, has changed and grown to reflect stories from around the world, says Alicia Laguna, producer and founder of Teatro de la Sombra. It's not one narrative, it's many mixed together. Laguna says she wants visitors to use their own images, emotions, and experiences to build a migration story. And some do. Aaron Hall went with his family, not expecting to be so touched by the event.
I have family, well, side family, that is from other parts of the world, Afghanistan. So I know the struggles her family had to go through to get here, and that's why I'm here now. You know,
not far from there, an immense circle of fire emerges, perhaps signifying the sun, marking the passage of time, or reminding people of its punishing presence in the hot deserts refugees traverse. And then there's the wall of people lined up against the fence as cascades of sand fall on their heads and backs. The punishing shower represents the thirst, hunger, and even torture some refugees endure. The performance landscape is peppered with videos of people telling their stories. Yes, it's risky, says a middle-aged Guatemalan man, but I'll try again and again. The north is always there, doesn't move. Nearby, piles of dirt mark the graves of those who didn't make it through. In one of the spaces, a group of men from the French group Carabas handle handmade puppets depicting trains and boats with small passengers. Why is this important to you? I asked Jean-Marie Proust, one of the puppeteers. Because it's grave, it's serious, it's a human problem, he says. And we want to present a testimony to make people aware of this. When this quasi-pilgrimage is over, people return slowly to more familiar territory. The organizers hope they leave contemplating all they have seen with a lot of questions in their minds. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.